Oh, they rove. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is.
My soul.
the glory. You deserve the glory. The arms
too loud. Too loud.
The lift our hands. We lift our hands, Lord. Oh, you deserve the glory. Father, Lord, where did we ever ask you for anything and you failed to give us? Father, you are consistent. You are consistently supplying our every need, oh God. Lord, not like, Lord, that is the end to the means, Lord. But Lord, salvation is all that matters, oh God. Father, you clothe us. Lord, Father, you feed us. You protect us. You provide for us, my Father. Oh God, Lord, I'm a living testimony of what you've done. constantly amidst my life. We look to thee, O God. Lord, Father, we don't come because it's Sunday. Lord, we don't come because it's Wednesday. But Lord, every day you are great, Lord. Father, you are just, Lord, far beyond what we could fathom or ever imagine, O God. Lord, and I can only imagine, Lord, if you are great here in this life, Lord, Father, on a daily basis, providing all our needs here in this life, oh God, Lord, Father, it consoles me and it, Lord, Father, gives me a curious mind when you said, Father, that in your Father's house are many mansions and you've gone to prepare, Father, all of us personally, Lord, a place, Lord, Savior. Oh God, Lord, we long for that place, Lord, Father, but whilst we're here, we will work, Lord, from dawn to, Lord, Savior, the setting of the sun. Father, for you, Lord Savior, to take us out of this place. But whilst we're here, Lord, we want to enjoy this journey. We want to, Lord Savior, Father, give praise to thee, no matter the weather, the condition, oh God. Father, we are grateful that you are a great God, that you are mighty God. We look to thee and give thee the praise and the glory that belongeth unto thee, oh God. We've come tonight, Lord, to hear from thee, oh God. And we believe, like Lord Savior, always, Lord, you'll supply and furnish our every need, Lord Father. Greatest of them all is a closer walk with thee, O God. Lord, Father, to fall deeper in love with you, Lord Savior. Grant us your grace tonight. Speak to us as always, O God. For Lord, we regard not days or worship of days, but Lord, Father, it's this day that the Lord hath made. We give you the glory now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing that song. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Daily let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom. For a grace to go deeper, oh deeper. Higher and higher and higher every day. And wiser this and more. Hallelujah. In thy precious holy word. Oh yes. This Holy Spirit. Take me deeper, Lord. Higher and higher and higher, wiser.
altar side, on the altar sanctified, to the world of sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah! 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 I have passed the river veil, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah! Oh yes! Amen! Hallelujah! I am living in the presence of the King. Peace and praise to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb, by the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God, by the Spirit's power and light. I am living day and night, the Holy Spirit so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river veil, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer veil. Hallelujah to the light, which did God light conceal. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in to God's holiest place so clear. Step to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have passed the river veil, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm within the holiest place. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. I am sanctified. Oh, yes. The Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have passed the river veil, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the river veil, where His glories never fail. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, I am living in the presence of my King. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh, blessed assurance. Hallelujah.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a
foretaste of glory. Heir of salvation. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Purchase. Oh, God.
Born of His Spirit. Oh, yes.
Oh, this is my story.
This is my story. This is my soul. Praise Him, my Savior.
Oh, this is my story. This is, oh yeah,
praise my Savior. Oh, that
perfect submission,
perfect submission,
perfect. All is arrayed. Oh, yes. Oh, angels descending. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. Oh, we feel the presence right now. Bring forth mercy, roar and whispers. This is my story. This is, oh, yes. Oh, my soul,
praise my Savior.
Oh, make it your story.
This is my story.
This is my soul,
praise my Savior.
Oh, perfect submission,
perfect submission.
Oh, I am at rest, Lord, at rest.
I in
my Savior. Oh, I'm happy today.
Oh,
oh yes, watching and waiting. I'm looking above. I'm filled with His goodness, and I'm lost in His love. Oh, this is my story.
This is my soul.
Praising my Savior. Oh, this is my story.
This
is.
My Savior,
oh, the day, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, oh, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. We are praising, praise.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord, praise.
give him a hand clap. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We worship him like any ordinary day. I'm guilty, as the pastor was saying. We give him certain days. Give him every day. Amen. Amen. He deserves the glory. Amen. Let's sing. In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, let's pray that night. And in their pain, they began to sing. Oh, their chains were loose and they were. I bless your name, I bless. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the truth and the way. I bless. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out and praise, defy those chains. Oh, they're falling, Jesus. I bless your name, I bless. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I give you honor.
So if you find that in your life, oh, in your life, you need a mess of time so hard, reach out by faith to hurts I know. I bless your name, I bless. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. We give you honor. We give you praise. You are the truth, the way. Time, I bless your name. We bless you, Lord. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I give you honor. We give you praise. I bless you, Lord. I bless
your name.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I bless
your name.
Oh, we bless you, Father.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Whilst in the office, I could see the song leader and the musicians. I could feel they were in fire.
Whoa.
Praise the Lord.
He came down.
What is the joy?
The joy of the Lord.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we thank the Lord. The week so far, today, Wednesday, the Lord has made it another grace for us to be in His presence. If we could look back from the morning to this hour, grace has been sufficient for us. Those who have been to work, the Lord has sustained them. And I know this time the children, they are out from school. And in our homes, He has been with us. And then journey mercies from far and near, He has brought us together this evening. Praise the Lord. And we bless His name. We give glory to Him. Because He is the life, the way, and the truth. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads for a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. We bless you, Lord. The week so far, Lord, it has been your protection, your mercies that endureth, oh Lord, in all things, Lord Jesus. And above all, Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness, which has always room for us, O God. And the Lord Jesus, tonight, O Lord, we find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we want to say thank you for all that, Lord, you have done for us, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, even as we have come this evening, Lord, it is because you called us and we have responded, Lord. And, Father, we know for sure that, Lord, there is something good in store for us this evening. So, Lord, we also come with all reverence, Lord. We come with all humility. We come with our broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. That's our sacrifice that, Lord, we know you never despise, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, as we surrender all to you now, Holy Spirit, you are the author of your word, O God. So, Lord, even as we turn to the reading of your word, Lord Jesus, our prayer, Lord, is that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take the word this evening.
Amen.
And minister it, Lord, into our hearts, of God.
Hallelujah.
Father, once again, we say thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. Praise the Lord. And maybe before, as we prayed before, we turn to the reading of the word. We need to welcome our visitors, but they are not visitors, actually. Praise the Lord. They are the bride of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. So we have in our midst this evening Brother Christian Kalubi. Yeah. God richly bless you. And the family this evening in our midst,
Amen.
Shall we just clap and welcome them? Brethren, you are welcome. You come in the midst of your own people. Amen. We thank the Lord for this evening. Now, let's turn to the reading of the word. Tonight, we shall continue with last week, what the topic we couldn't finish. I will give you a mouth and wisdom. So let us turn to the reading, Luke 21:15. Luke 21:15. Let's hear the word of God. And I'll give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Amen. The Lord promises that He will give us a mouth and wisdom that our adversaries, they can never resist.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, what a powerful promise that we will receive from him. And we believe he has already given it to us. How many believe that? Amen. We will come to that. Amen. Let's bow down our heads a moment. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Father, your servant, oh, as I stand here, I stand empty. Amen. So, Lord, take your place now and speak to us, O God. Speak, Lord Jesus, as we are with all ears and with expectation, Lord, to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Amen. So our God promises that he will give us a mouth and wisdom. Amen. That all our adversaries, they cannot gainsay. Amen. They cannot refuse it. And they cannot resist it. Praise the Lord. And last week, we found out that God found it really important to give us this mouth and wisdom. Amen. Because God knew, or he knows, that this word, it will be what? It will be challenged. Hallelujah. This word, the world will rise up against this word. Amen. Amen. And false teachers and false prophets, they will try to manipulate it by adding and taking away. And then we heard also that the scoffers, they will also try to challenge it all the time. Amen. The scoffers will challenge it. Where is the promise of his coming? All things continue as they have where they were to today, from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So the scoffers also will challenge it. So for this, God promised to give us a mouth and wisdom. Praise the Lord. Because we could see that Jesus himself, before even he started his ministry, we all know what happened. After 40 days and 40 nights, fasting, what was the next thing? In the wilderness, Satan chased him over there. And he was using the word to challenge him. Praise the Lord. And so himself, even before he started the ministry, he was being challenged. So that's why God found it so important to give us this mouth and wisdom so that we will be able to contain all our adversaries. Praise God. We all know how Jesus himself, how he was able to prove this word. True healing, true miracles, ministering this word to the people. Yet, they were still not satisfied. They were still challenging. Show us a sign. Someone that can raise the dead. The cripples walk, the deaf hear, even the dead are raised, the blind see. And then you still come back and stand before, show us a sign from heaven. Praise the Lord. And last week we read a number of such confrontations and how Jesus answered all of them. A mouth and wisdom. That he answered all of those questions with such what? With such perfection that the adversaries could not have anywhere to say. Amen. One of them was when they came to him and asked him, should we pay tribute to Caesar? Oh, praise the Lord. Should we pay tribute to Caesar?
And Jesus said what? Give me a coin. Give me. And when he has been given, he asked, whose image, whose superscription do you find on it? They said, oh, it's Caesar's, it's Caesar's. He said, okay. Now give unto Caesar, that is Caesar's. And give unto God, that is God. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, they did what? They just turned away. Amen. They couldn't what? They could not resist it. They could not challenge it. Oh, praise God. So that the kind of mouth God wants to give to us so that we will be able to contain our adversaries anytime they come. Because they are still there. The scoffers are there. The false prophets are there. The false teachers, they are still there. Amen. So the Lord promised to give us a mouth and a wisdom. Praise the Lord. Now, why God wants to give us this? All along, God loves to testify. The prophet said, God loves to testify his own works. He wants to testify his own works. Praise God. So that it will not be a man doing it, but he himself doing his own work. So the prophet said, it's God sending his ministering spirit in the church to minister to the people. He said, there is no flesh can glory before God. Amen. But today, what is happening? Someone can just stand and say, using what, the same name of the Lord Jesus Christ and heal the sick. And then he says, I heal the people. I did this, I did that. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, there is no flesh can glory before God. He said, if anybody could glorify, it would have been Jesus. Amen. If anybody should have glorified himself, it should have been Jesus Christ himself. But what did Jesus say? He said, it is not me that doeth the works. It's my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Praise the Lord. But today, what do we see? So you could see the mouth and wisdom where it is what? Coming from God himself. Amen. So this evening, let's move on to the Old Testament. And let us look at Moses. Amen. Let's look at Moses. And I'll be looking at what I'm going to say from Exodus 3. We all know that the children of Israel, they were in captivity. And God came down to send Moses to go and deliver the people from Egypt. What was the first thing Moses said to God? That's Exodus 3:11. Exodus 3:11. And Moses said unto God, Who am I? Amen. Who am I that I should go to unto Pharaoh? Who am I? Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, you see something? Moses confessing how insufficient he is, or he was. Amen. Moses was confessing how insufficient he was. Praise the Lord. And that is the type or the kind of person God can use. When you are insufficient, when you are nothing, when there is nothing in you, oh, praise the Lord. That makes sure that creates a bigger room. You are insufficient. And so it creates a bigger room for God to occupy to do his work. Amen. See. And God did that. Praise the Lord. Because Moses was full of himself. And there was no space, no place in him for God to use. That's why he sent him to the backside for 40 years. Now Moses confessing that, who am I? Praise the Lord. Confessing how insufficient he is. My brother, if God can't give you a mouth and a wisdom, you got to be insufficient before him.
Amen.
You got to be nothing before him. That's why he says in Corinthians that you see your calling. Amen. Not mighty men, not nobles, but God has chosen what? The weak things of this world to confound things that are mighty. Praise the Lord. So now Moses confessing how insufficient he was. Amen. When you are nothing, when you are insufficient, then there is more room for God to occupy to do his work in you. Oh, praise the Lord. Then verse 12. And he said, God said, certainly, I will be with thee. Amen. And this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, and ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Amen. God said, look, I will be with you. And that will be a token unto you. I will be with you. Praise the Lord. And yet, Moses was still looking at his weaknesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Now he could see that he's so weak. Amen. And that is what God can use. He was still. Said that the people will not hearken to my voice. That one, you come to 14, Exodus 4, 1 and 2. Exodus 4. Said the people will not hearken to my voice. Then God said, what is in thy hand? He said, the rod. God wanted to do what? Wanted to do a miracle. Praise the Lord. And so we all know how God did that miracle before him. But still Moses was looking at his weaknesses. Go to verse 10. Moses was telling God, I'm not eloquent. Amen. And your miracles, you see, that's a word, heretofore, that notwithstanding, all your miracles and even you speaking to me notwithstanding, you know, I'm someone who, what? I'm slow in speech and of slow tongue. Praise the Lord. You see, now Moses has identified his weaknesses. My brother, that's what we need to. Amen. That you recognize, you identify your own weakness. Amen. And so, Moses wants to tell us that those weaknesses were not there when at the first time he had wanted to lead the people. Were those weaknesses, weren't they there when at the first time he had wanted to lead the people? That time, he was full of himself.
Amen.
See, he couldn't understand, he couldn't know his own weaknesses. Because he was full of himself, he couldn't know that he was someone that is weak. But now when God really made him to know weaknesses, now he identified his weaknesses. My brother, that's what we need to identify. Amen. Never be full of yourself. But the whole thing is that you are able to identify your shortcomings, your mistakes, where you are not strong. Amen. Then you can turn to him. And then he fulfills his strength in you. When I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. Amen. God perfection in weakness. Praise God. Now Moses, why? The first time you couldn't recognize all these things? That you weren't eloquent? That you were slow in speech? That you were slow in tongue? You never recognized those things before. Amen. But this is the time now God could see that Moses was ready to receive a mouth and wisdom. Amen. God has prepared his man. God has prepared his man. Amen. So now let's come to verse 15. When he was still challenging. Okay, no, verse 11. That's the place. Verse 11. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Amen. Who has made man's mouth? And who maketh the dumb, the deaf, or the seen, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
Who had made man's mouth? It's God that can give you mouth and wisdom.
Amen.
So who had made man's mouth? Then verse 12. Now therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth. Amen. Go, I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Amen. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, praise the Lord, to bring my people out from bondage. I will give that to you. Amen. You go. I will give you a mouth, praise the Lord, a mouth and a wisdom to bring my people out. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Moses now going to the powerful nation of that time, very powerful. And all what he had was what? Mouth. The mouth of God. Amen. The wisdom of God. All his weapons is the mouth of God. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. That's why the scripture says, see, that's the very thing we are in the spiritual. That's why the scripture says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. Amen. But mighty through God by the pulling down of all strongholds. Yes, sir. Go now. I will be with your mouth. Praise the Lord. Whatever you say, I will speak through your mouth. Oh, glory be to God. Now, Moses going to meet what? The most powerful nation at that time. And all his weapon is what? The mouth of God. Amen, brother. That's what we need.
Oh, glory be to God. That's what we need, brother.
Amen.
Our warfare is not carnal.
Amen.
With bazookas and machine guns and jet fighters and whatever you have, we have the mouth of God.
Amen.
And the wisdom of God. Amen. So Moses went. Now, let's look at another person. Let's look at Daniel. Amen. Let's look at Daniel. We all know Daniel was one of the people, and those other three Hebrew children, they were among the Israelites that were taken to captivity in Babylon. But this young man, the Bible says, they purposed in their heart that they will not defile themselves. Amen. My brother, in your heart, if you purpose something that will glorify God, God steps in. Amen. If you purpose in your heart, believing in it sincerely, that this I want to do for the Lord, God will step in. And so as they purpose that in their hearts, God had to step in.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at the prince of the eunuchs. His work is to feed this selected young men that have been brought into the king's palace. So they told this prince of the eunuchs that, look, we don't want to take the portion of the king's food and the wine that he drinks. Please just give us a pulse and water to drink. And what is that pulse? It's lentils or peas, or in short, vegetables, and water for us to drink. Ah, the eunuch said, look, I will be in trouble if I had to do that. Because if you people don't eat, see, the king wants to see you people really looking really good. So, but God gave these young people a mouth. Amen. How could they know that if we don't eat, we will look better than those who are eating, those who are eating what? The king's portion. How would they know? Praise the Lord. How would they know? But as long as they made room, a highway for the Lord to come in. Oh, praise the Lord. There were no mountains. There were no valleys. A highway in their heart for the Lord to come in. Then the Lord had to speak. Praise God. Give them what? A mouth. Said, look, give us only vegetables and water. He said, no, I can't do that. He said, look, prove us. Oh, hallelujah. Turn to Daniel. Daniel 1:12. He said, prove thy servants. Amen. Where did they get this faith? Got this believer. Got this confidence. God speaking through their mouths. So prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Go on, 13. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. After 10 days, look at the difference. And then you can take whatever decision you want to take. Deal with us anyway how you want. Amen. It takes the mouth of God to say those things. Praise the Lord. Take the wisdom of God to say those things. And truly, after 10 days, when you read down, after 10 days, when you look at these four young Hebrew children, let's read it somewhere here. 15. 15. Thank you. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat of the portion of the king's meat.
Amen.
Because they purposed in their hearts that they were not going to defile themselves. My brother, my sister, is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
If we will purpose something that will glorify his name, he will step in, because we have made a highway in our heart for him to come in, to do his own work, and there is no more you, but he in you doing that work, and speaking and saying and doing all things. It's never you anymore. Amen. And now, what we were saying about knowing the difference between, because today, there are many mouths and wisdoms. Amen. Many mouths preaching the word of God. Many mouths healing, doing miracles. Praise the Lord. Many mouths. But how can you know that this is the mouth of God? Amen. And as I was saying the first time, the difference is always there. Amen. That as we read here, that God sending his ministering spirit in the church to minister to the people, there's no flesh can glory before God. So when you see someone glorying because there has been all the miracle done through him or whatever, and trying to take the glory, my brother, that's not the mouth of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's not the mouth of God. Because the prophet said, if anybody should glorify, it should have been Jesus himself. Because look at the miracles that were being done through his hands. But yet, all the time, he points that it's not me, but the Father that dwelleth in me, that doeth all the works. Amen. So we see here, and something happened. Look at verse. Give me verse 19. Let me see. No. But we know that it came to a time that Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream. And that dream, no one could what? Be able. He forgot about that dream. But he remembered that he dreamt about something hideous. But he could not recollect anymore. And all his wise men, astrologers, and soothsayers, they all came. They couldn't be able to break that mystery. Amen. Now, it happened, I wrote it here. It happened that Daniel seek the face of the Lord. Amen. Daniel says something here. He said, Daniel said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his.
Amen.
Amen. Wisdom and might are his. Praise the Lord. Let's find that place. Quickly, Bible readers, find that place for me. Daniel. Yeah, Bro George. Hmm? 2:20. Daniel 2, eh? Yeah, Daniel 2:20. Good. Not 28, 20. Or is it 28? 20, yeah. So Daniel, start from 19. Let's start from 19. Then there was the secret revealed unto Daniel. You see, the secret of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, it was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Amen. Let's follow it. Praise the Lord. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Amen. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth the kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom into the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. And then he said, after he has raised up the name of the Lord, then he said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, praise the Lord, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Amen. Wisdom and might comes from you. If we would desire, it's only him that we can receive a mouth and wisdom. Praise the Lord. It belongs to only him. Truly, there is the wisdom of this world. But what is the wisdom of this world, my brother, my sister? It's nothing. It's filth. Praise God. And so now, come to verse 27. Now Daniel is in the presence of all the king. My brother, if it were to be someone that has received, all the soothsayers, the wise men, astrologers, they couldn't. Now, the revelation is in my hands. Oh my. I will do everything to take the glory. How I will feel so big. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. That doesn't come from God. Amen. So now let's see, he comes to the presence of the king. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men and the astrologers and the magicians and the soothsayers show unto the king. But look where he's pointing to. Amen. He said, but there is a God in heaven. Amen. Not my ability. Not by my wisdom. Praise the Lord. But he said, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the later days. Amen. There is what? There is a God that knows the answer. Amen. So you could see that Daniel was not pointing to himself. He was pointing to God. God has given him a mouth. But he refers everything back to him. That's what the proverb is saying. That every word that he has released for the ministering in his church, it comes from him. Amen. So anyone who stands I began to boast that, oh, I can do this. I did that. I did this. I did that. My brother, my sister, that's not the mouth of God. Amen. So Daniel pointed where that wisdom came from. Amen. Let's always point the people to Christ. Amen. It is not by our own ability. It's not by our own knowledge. We are nothing. We are insufficient. The whole thing is that he comes in and do his own work amongst his people. Amen. Now, this evening, let us look at some of the mouth and wisdom through Apostle Paul. I love Apostle Paul. Amen. Let's look at some of them. Amen. Let's turn to Romans 10. Romans 10, 7 to 10. Let's look at some of the mouth and wisdom of God delivered through Apostle Paul. Said, or who shall descend from the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Should someone have to bring Christ again from the dead before you believe? Just as it's written in the Old Testament, when Moses said, "The word is in your mouth," amen. Or do you expect someone to go beyond the seas and bring the word to you, or to heaven and bring down the word to you? Amen. Paul was saying something like that here. He says, shall we also descend into the deep and then bring Christ up again from the dead to stand here? Amen. Then let's listen. But what saith it? That the word is nigh thee. Just like as it is in what? The Old Testament. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. Brethren, now, take it seriously now. The word of God is near you. And it's in your mouth. It is in your mouth. And it is in your heart. Amen. Verse 9. That if thou shalt confess by thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. This is wisdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the mouth of God. That the word of the Lord, the word of God is in your mouth. Amen. And if you confess it, you confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe what you say. See, always it is that believe. Amen. If you will believe, it's always that word believe. It's always believing. If you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. If you believe it. But we know that during even the time of Jesus Christ, there were some people, the Sadducees. They never even believed in the resurrection. They never believed in the resurrection. So these are all some of the people that will contend with your faith, the things that you believe in. Amen. But with our heart, he said, we believe unto righteousness. And with our mouth, we confess confession is made unto salvation. Let's look, go to Galatians 6, 9 and 10. It's another powerful mouth of God and his wisdom. He said, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Amen. Amen. Don't be tired if you are doing a service for the Lord. Never get tired, brother. My sister, never get tired of it. Continue doing it. Oh, praise the Lord. You will see the rewards. Praise the Lord. Said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. Amen. Any good thing, any service you do for the Lord, my brother, my sister, you will reap it. Never, ever get tired, weary of doing it. Amen. If we faint, he said, you reap it if we faint not. Verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. My brother, let's continue to do good. Amen. There is a song, I don't know if I put it down, where it said, own no man, but love. Praise the Lord. It's a very powerful thing. That own no man, but love. So, all my debts I own is love. I owe you love. That's my debt that I need to pay to you every day. Amen. Amen. You get it? Amen. Owe no man but what? Love. That means all the time I know that I owe Brother Jesse, I owe you love. I have to be paying you love all the time. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So let's continue to do what? Good, especially who are of the household of faith. Amen. Let's look at another one from Paul. Philippians 4, 11 to 13. Philippians 4, 11 to 13. He said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therein to be content. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever situation you are in, be content of it, my brother, my sister. Because if only you believe in God, then it is his work, his own making. Amen. So always be content. So verse 12, he said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed. Oh, praise the Lord. In notice, I am instructed. Just like I am persuaded. Amen. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So in all situations, amen. In all situations, whilst I'm serving God, amen, I'm
content with it. Praise the Lord. When it's plenty, amen. When it is not there, it is the same, amen. Oh, let's be like Job. What he told the wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. You remember what he told the wife? See, when it was good, it was okay. But when God has taken away, now you telling me to curse God and die. Amen. No, sir. When it was sweet, yeah. We must always thank God. Because, you see, that's where we are coming, that God has given us what? Oh, time. God has given us what? A mouth and wisdom. Amen. My brother, it's not easy. In many homes, when they never know God, when it is really dry, hey, wife are always looking this way, husband also trying to draw the wife's attention, but the wife wouldn't look around. But when it is what? Plenty. Oh, there's always smiles. But it is not here. Amen. In the body of Christ, the bride, amen. See, that is what God has given to us. Let's just finish just Philippians, because I never looked at the time. Our time is almost up. He said, I can do all things through Christ, hallelujah, which strengthened me. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Romans 13:8, please, quickly. Let's take that one and then. Amen. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled what? The law. Amen. So all that I will own a man is what? Love. Praise the Lord. So all the time, know that you own your brother. Huh? All the time, know that you own your brother. And what you own that your brother is what? Love. Amen. So my brother, just to, we couldn't finish, but just to round up, brethren, in this our time, God has given us a mouth and wisdom. Amen. And that is the message of the hour that we are holding on to. Amen. My brother, the message. The message of our day is the mouth of God, is the wisdom of God that he has given to us today. Amen. Amen. The message of the hour is the mouth and wisdom of God. As the musicians come, because I don't want our time, we need to respect our time. Amen. The musicians come. So my brother, my sister, that's what God has given to us. God has given us that, I will give thee. God said, I will give thee a mouth. Amen. I'll give thee a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. And that is the message of the hour God has given to us, my brother and sister. This message, amen. No one, see, if you have it, no one can resist it. No one can gainsay anything against this message. Amen. And your wisdom, my brother, my sister, with this message, it is what? Is the mind of Christ that is in you. The wisdom of God in your heart. God richly bless you. Amen.
There is a name I love.
I wasn't looking at a time.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
of Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Who died to set me free? He tells me of this precious blood that is in that perfect plea.
Because he first loved us and purchased our salvation on Calvary tree. Amen. Just bow down your head with your heart lifted up to him and say, Lord, I thank you for looking all over the universe and you found me to be worthy. For this age, you found me that I would be able to bring all your purposes. I will be able to surrender to you so that you will be able to manifest all that you have ordained for this moment that we are living in. I see myself, Lord, this moment as I stand before you. I see myself insufficient. I see myself as nothing before you, Lord. All that I need, the Lord Jesus. There are lots of rooms the Lord, at your disposal in my heart, come, Lord, fill it with your mouth and your wisdom. Whenever I open my mouth, Lord,
let it be your own mouth. Let it be your own wisdom. Let it be according to what, Lord Jesus, you will me to do. You will me to say. Even in my thoughts, what I need to think about. Lord, grant me this mouth and wisdom, which, Lord, we find it nowhere but in the message of our day that, Lord, you have given to us. Let this message, Lord, stay in my heart. Let it be upon my mouth. Let your wisdom always, Lord Jesus, bring, oh, the very thing, the Lord, who glorify your name. Let this message you have sent to us through your prophet, to God, which is the mouth, which is your mouth and wisdom, Lord, be upon my lips wherever I go, that your name will be glorified, Lord. I seek it from you, Lord. That's the only way that, Lord, I know your name be glorified. So glorify your name. Because you said that day when it thundered, you said that thunder was for our sake. Amen. It was for our sake. And you said, the voice said, I will glorify it again. Jesus said, glorify your name. He said, I've already glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And we know that we are the ones that are to glorify your name once again, Lord. Let your mouth and wisdom stay upon our lips, Lord, in all things, in all situations, wherever we go. Lord, that's what we seek. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you, brother. Let the musician give us a last song. Sorry, I've taken you about 5 minutes. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. Let's keep on praying for Friday service as we come again to come and listen to the mouth of God and his wisdom. Amen.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, give me more of wrong. Give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord. May I be satisfied as Lord.
As I walk,
as I walk,
let me walk,
yeah, Lord,
close to thee.
Just a closer walk with you, my Father.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Is my plea, my plea.
Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. If I falter, Lord, who cares?
Lord, you care. Lord, you care for me, Lord.
Who with me be my best chance? None but thee.
Just to close the wound.
Just.
close and walk with thee.
Just a close walk with you, my Father. Granted, Jesus. Is my daily plea, please, Lord. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. When my feeble life is, when my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely over to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Oh yes, just a closer walk with, just a closer walk with you, my Lord. Granted, Jesus, is my everyday plea. Daily I'm walking, Lord, close to thee. Let it be, oh dear Lord, just a closer walk with you, just a closer walk with, just a closer walk. Granted, Jesus, is my everyday plea. Daily walking close to thee.